How's everybody doing this morning? Good, amen. We got a fantastic, that must have came from Kentucky. Amen. I am excited to be here today, myself, because I get to be here with my family, an extended family, and I'm still trying to count heads to see where everybody's at in my family. The primary, if you're not here, my mom and dad, amen. Please, thank you. Today reminds me of back when I was studying this morning. I was sitting with my dad at the table, and I don't think he knew I was rewriting my notes, but I was penciling in my notes, and I was sitting across from my dad, and just seems like yesterday we met. I can remember. I was sitting there at the table, and it's over 20-something years now that I got the Holy Ghost. And for those of you that do not know Messi, we have a few guests. I went to Louisiana from Atlanta one day, unexpected. Got filled with the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name. Didn't know what happened to me, and got in the car and left. And I met them. Like, just like that. And I saw my mother-in-law at the time, and she looked just like my mom. And 20-something years later, she is my mom. Just like that, in one day. And just God can do things in a matter of time that we can't imagine. I was talking to a few people, and those of you that are going to start following us online and getting these services online, it's important that you have a title now. And most of you do know I hate giving titles because I don't know how to pick a title. And there's always titles that I can remember from years ago that stick with me. Somebody must have prayed about the title more than the message. Because the message wasn't as good as the title. I still remember the title. Can't tell you the message. Got to go back and listen to the tape. Or the CD. But if I was in the 1950s, I would probably title this teaching today, Wash the Washing Machine. Y'all remember them old titles from back in the day? Now, most of you that don't wash your washing machine, please do not be offended. I don't go to your house probably enough to look at your washing machine. But next time you look at your washing machine, lift the lid and check it out. My mama used to be fanatical about us washing the washing machines. She was so proud of her washing machine, she kept it nice and clean. And when you open the lid, it looked like day one. I find my lid sometimes, because we do very dirty work, looks like I need to take the washing machine apart and clean it before I wash my clothes in it. Some of y'all are thinking, yeah, he's been looking at my washing machine. But I'm going to title today, A Day with the Lord. If you would bear with me, I had tons of scriptures, but I'm only going to use a few. I'm going to paraphrase a lot, and I'm going to try to use a lot of nuggets today. Since we all ate a lot this weekend, I don't think I'm going to serve a plate, but I'm going to serve appetizers, all right? The evening in the morning was the first day in the beginning. Most of us forget that are Christians. Well, Brother Keith, that was in the Old Testament. That was a long time ago. When we were created, the evening in the morning was the first day. So today started last night. Shallow but deep. I was taught this, and it really works, to be honest with you. I wouldn't teach it if I didn't think it was genuine. Your church service depends on what you did last night. I'm going to go slow before I take off. Whatever you did last night is what you're wearing this morning. And as I glance, I don't see anybody that looks like you just got in from going out last night. But we do have people come in our services that just got in from going out last night. I was one of them when I came to my first church service. It was a Sunday morning church service, early in the morning church service Sunday morning. Three services a day. This adult class remembers that. Sunday school was at 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning. I had just gotten in from going out. I didn't even go home good yet. Didn't change clothes. Ate a piece of toast bread. And went to church with my mom, who was dearly crying for me to go to church with her. That was my first apostolic church service. Being out for like 3 days, as a matter of fact. And on the third day, I rose. off the kitchen floor, got in the car with my mom, went to church, got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name, just like Jesus in the Bible, 3 days. Unfortunately, we forget things and easily convert to the ways of the world. Now, the world just got up. The world's just starting its day. They ended it last night however they wanted to. Ours, however, began last night. Real key factor if you want to live for God when you study in types and shadows of scriptures. Don't throw all the scriptures away just because they don't fit. First generation people, behave yourself on Saturday night. Amen, Sister Yola? We still remember we're first generation. Behave yourself on Saturday night if you're a new convert. That's what it was in the world. And as a matter of fact, whatever day you want to celebrate as your Sabbath, because this is being recorded, if you celebrated Sabbath yesterday, be careful on Friday night, which is getting ready for Saturday night. Whatever you did last night, Brother Keith, we don't drink and smoke. I don't know what you did last night. How many of y'all watched a horror movie and couldn't sleep good? That's not godly. Remember, I'm washing the washing machine, so stay with me. Don't disconnect. Because oh, too soon, I've heard 3 times in the last 2-3 months how we don't preach against sin anymore. This is okay to say in this class because young people still don't know what sin is. They're preaching against it. And it's not preaching against sin for people that are coming out the world. It's preaching against sin. It's for stopping sin in the church. Just to clarify, quantify, remember, we're going to wash some of the stuff off that we've been glazed with, how beautiful and how wonderful, you know, God is love. Adultery and fornication is still wrong, especially in church. Drinking and smoking is still wrong. They know that. It's the ones that come in and claim to be born again that try to pick up bad habits. People don't drink in church. Yes, they do. People don't cheat on their wives in church. Yes, they do. Keep your eyes open long enough. Just heard of a man in Georgia fall and broke my heart because we used to hang out together. Cheated on his wife. Couldn't believe. He's like third generation UPC. He knew better when he was born. Okay? So, shake it off again. Here we go. In a day, for unit of measurement. How many of you like years for unit of measurement? Sorry, it's okay. I'm just talking unit of measurement. Years. Raise your hand if you like years. I am 53 years old. But I'm also 19,345 days old. You do the math. I don't mind you playing with the phone, especially you younger people. You go ahead. Well, I wonder how many days I am. In the quick one, 20 years old is 7,300 days. 60 years old is 21,900 days old. 70 years old, 25,550. Sounds like lottery in here now, don't it? 40 years old, you're 14,000 days old. Unit of measurement does change things just in the perspective, right? When you change your unit of measurement to days, you wonder why God gets mad at you now. When I was 53, I had a reason, but I'm 19,345 days old. No wonder God gets mad at me. You're 19,000 days old. You didn't get it yet. You don't understand it yet. How many days old? Go ahead, check yourself out. If you're cool with rounded off numbers, I don't know if Brother Brown was going to be being here today, so I left his number off. For those of you who don't know, Brother Brown's up there in days. I've been to probably, in a year, minimum 104 church services. How about you? That's 52 twice. That's Wednesday and Sunday. That's minimal. That's not when evangelistic services take place and revivals and youth services and all the others. Easy can average one more day a year. It's not when we have prayer meetings and pastor calls us to do special prayer on top of regular prayer. That could even probably double and triple just with me talking in just a minute. But I came here 104 times in a year. Remember, Brother Keith said there's going to be about a day with the Lord. I celebrated my 25th wedding anniversary. 9,125 days married. As Sister Esther says, and you still don't get it yet. Days, Keith, and you still don't know how to operate the toilet. The seat goes up, the seat goes down. And if y'all don't know, there's a reason for that. Ask your wife. I've had the Holy Ghost for 10,220 days. You go back and you check when you get home how many days you had the Holy Ghost. Some of y'all have been having the Holy Ghost a long time, like when Jesus came here. I've had the opportunity to give over 2,900 times. That's tithes and offering give, not just giving give, just my tithes and offerings. And I want to think I did pretty good. Because I know Sister Esther, her gauge at the house is, ooh, things ain't good. You give me giving an offering. It's always the first one. Her mom and daddy raised her that way, thank God. Because sometimes owning your own business, you might not remember when it's a good time to give. And you should always give your first. And in the time that Jesus put out for us, first fruits are all the time. Did you know that? There's a season for everything. Something's coming in all the time. Those of you that are on a fixed income, like myself, our giving is very repeatable. You could do it electronic now and you won't miss. Unless you have a glitch with your computer, you're going to be very faithful. I discovered that about a year ago. I was like, wow. Esther, you've been tithing? Yep. Every time the bank sees it, it takes it. Go check your bank account. In a day with the Lord, in unit of measurement, It can be a little scary. If today is your first day in the house of God, if it would be, if you're the first time hearing me speak, you don't have the Holy Ghost yet, you ain't been baptized in Jesus yet, today, first day in this church, that's your priority. If you do not have the Holy Ghost under the sound of my voice, today, make it the first day that you get the Holy Ghost. Nobody told you yet. It's time to clean it up. Just in case you forget, because in this season, quickly the world is going to overshadow us and drown us in sales and marketing. Quickly, if you haven't got, who got stung already? I got stung. I went looking for stuff at Home Depot and bought, spent another $100 I didn't need. I got a tent. $50, couldn't pay, a tent, brother, a tent. 12 by 12. I don't even know what I'm going to do with it. It got me. My puppy got a pillow. I don't even like the puppy. I like the price of the pillow. It's going to happen. And in the next few months, it's going to be, whew, and it'll be a year past for those of you that are like years. Years going to pass. Those of you that are trying to sell a car, you need to sell it before it, January, because it's going to have a year older on it. In a time just like that. If you're not born again, like I said, the first thing you do in this day, the first time measure, you seek God to get filled with the Holy Ghost and you get baptized in Jesus' name. Just like that, that's how it happened to me. Nobody gave me one-on-one on born again. I walked into a church service and it happened. Today you might get a chance to ask, do I really need to have the Holy Ghost? Yes, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, does the Spirit give you utterance? Start there. Don't stop there. You need to get baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. Yes, start there. We'll teach you the rest. Just keep coming to church. I'm not going to teach you the one-on-one class first because guess what? Today could be your last day. Statistically, Sister Lauren, keep your hand down because you remember when I was practicing for this message? What happened at 11 o'clock today? Anybody knows? Besides church starting? 11 a.m. More people die at 11 a.m. currently than at any other time of the day. Why you say that, Brother Keith? Because I like to study that like that. It is a cool fact. Watch the next time somebody dies, as you would know. See how close to 11 o'clock it was. That's where the statistics are. Oh, Brother Keith, that must happen in the dark when it's scary. No. We're going to touch some scriptures. It doesn't happen like that. Jesus doesn't come and get you like that. Come and get you when you're least likely to expect it, like right before lunch. If you were starting in the evening, tips to remember, the beginning of your day. You don't go to sleep upset. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Well, Brother Keith, come on, sinner or saint, you don't go to bed upset with anybody. Shame on you, not shame on them. Shame on you, because some people are hard-headed, and you just get frustrated till no end, and you go to bed upset, count popcorn if you still got popcorn ceilings, count circles on the fan when you slow it down long enough to count the rhythm, count sheep, whatever you can do, and guess what? That other person may not even be upset with you, probably forgot already. I don't know how many times I've been upset with people, and they didn't even know what I was talking about. Oh, brother, I'm so sorry. What are you talking about? Try. Apologies do wonders. It might open your own eyes. But do not go to sleep upset. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Make sure everything's all right before you close your eyes. In the event you don't do that, you could find yourself in a predicament like the world does and think it's okay. And it's not. It's not even scriptural. Be wise to complete your task every day. Proverbs teaches us to even mind the little bitty ants. The little bitty ants, those little bitty pests. God put them here, and he uses them as an example in scriptures, how they work together, how to complete their task, how they set them up and lock them down. An ant. You could be compared to an ant in a given day. You're not alone in this time frame if you're a parent. A parent's task in the evening is tough. Say amen, parents. This looks like it never ends, but it's actually the beginning. Please remember to change. Just take what I'm saying today and change your mindset. It's the beginning. It's not the end of the day. The world's tricking you. This day, oh, my God. No, at night is the beginning. If you could start your day off right, love your babies, take care of your babies, complete your tasks, be that parent you want to be, spend time with them. It's probably in this day and time, but some of the only times we get it with our children is at night. And people are teaching us it's the end of the day, so we drop the ball at the end of the race. It's the beginning of the day, amen? If you're married, work together. At night is probably the only time you're going to get in this day and time with husband and wife working. If you're single parent, we ought to all applaud you right now. If you're a single parent, because I don't know how your day rolls. I got help. I probably got the best help in the church, amen? And I don't even know where the days goes. If you're a single parent, that's awesome. If you're divorced and you get your child every other week or whenever you get your child, be ready for that child at night. No telling what babies go through at other places when you're not there at night. Make sure when you have your baby and you got time with your baby, the night is precious when the evening comes. That's story time. That's fellowship time. That's telling great Bible stories. That's even telling stories about your family. Make you start your day off right when you put your babies to bed. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Living it and teaching it. When we pray, it's funny at night. For me, I'm just talking about myself. I don't know about you. But how many of y'all find yourself repenting at night more than praying at night? Okay, that's when you, if you're doing that, you know you got it backwards. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. That's usually my night prayer. When we come in here and meet in men's prayer on the Monday evenings, that's pretty much how I start off. Oh, God, I didn't. Oh, God, I missed it. Oh, God, I should have. Oh, God, I was thinking about it and never got to it. That's a night prayer. Think about it. Just washing the washing machine today. This morning when you got up, wasn't your prayer a lot different? Not just because you were coming to church, but the morning prayer, you didn't do nothing if you stayed in your bed last night and went to sleep. What could you have possibly done after now lay me down to sleep? Unless you ate pizza and some beans and you had some nightmares going on, I don't know. But outside of a good night's sleep, when you wake up in the morning, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Right? I don't see how it could not be. You're not pushing daisies. First thing in the morning, you did good. Because do remember, this is we're here to do a work for the Lord. We don't work at night. Some of us do work at night. Some of us have night shift, but in the Holy Ghost, we don't work at night. God gives us a night to have sweet sleep. Amen? If you're sleeping 8 hours a day, quickly, mathematicians, that is a third of your day. If you like day, unit of measurement. 8 hours a day, if you can get that much. It's a third of your day. You had a chance to rest. Some sleep more than a third of a day. Some of us do good to get 4 or 5 hours. And we try to function on that, amen? It's all right. I'm one of y'all. Say amen. When we're grumpy and mad, it's our fault because we didn't go to sleep. If you woke up this morning, how many of y'all, hands down, got a good 7 to 8 hours worth of rest? Before food and coffee. Felt pretty good, didn't it? It's a good cycle. It's a good lifestyle, scriptural, to go to bed. If we didn't have technology like we do now, we'd probably be going to bed like old timers at 6 or 7 because there was nothing else to do. And if you're poor, you had to turn that fuel off or don't burn that candle too long. You ain't got no money to buy another one. And you went to sleep. You might have had light around the fire. Which didn't would take me long to go to sleep around the fire. How about the rest of y'all? Amen? And you would rest, and you would wake up early, and you'd take off in your day. And this time of the year, God provided naturally some good rest. Some of y'all don't get restful on me now. Seeing my eyes blinking a little slow. But after you woke up this morning, the book of Proverbs teaches us to rise early and pray. Not stay up late and repent. To rise up early and pray and seek your task. Mornings are probably the best time to be selfish if you want it to be selfish. How many parents in here say amen? Okay? Because it's not at night when you start your day. It's in the morning. If you get up early, you can be selfish. You just got to get up a little earlier than everybody else. You can have the house to yourself. You can walk around in your pajamas. No interruptions. You can eat and cook what you want. We don't have to feed anybody else. You can step outside, you can sing, you can dance, you can do all that stuff while everybody's still asleep. In the morning, you can be selfish. You have to have a daily vision, and your vision should start in the morning. I knew what my vision was last night to do this today. Hopefully, but one of you is going to take this home and do something with him, I was happy to hear that from the God to pass it to you. Sometimes I get accolades from everybody. Oh, Brother Keith, we love your teaching. Sometimes I get none. I wonder what happened. I get to teach the adults now. The adults aren't quite complimentative as the young people. You got to hit home runs in the adult class. Okay? But I planned this last night before I went to sleep and woke up and refreshed my memory today. I saw my vision today. Last night when I went to bed, I had it in mind. Woke up and it was still there this morning. And it made me happy. On a daily basis, if it's during the middle of the week, in the morning should be your vision for yourself. What vision do we have, Brother Keith? I put my uniform on and I go to work. Good. But that's not the vision that God should give you. And that's not the vision from God on a daily basis. Every day we should have our faith tested in some capacity. Brother Keith, I don't know how to do that. That's why I'm teaching this today. It does not matter how big the task may be for you to do in a day, as long as it's a godly task. I do not believe that every day I have to go and raise the dead. Is that okay with the rest of y'all? I do not believe God has called me here every day to go out and raise the dead. I don't believe I even need to go in the hospitals and go lay hands on everybody in ICU and they quickly recover and walk out with me. I do believe that does happen, but that's not the daily calling. Tomorrow, how many are dreading to go to work already? See? This thing I'm teaching is already pre-planned. But what are you going to do tomorrow, less the uniform? Who are you going to share with what you heard in here today? Who are you going to share with what God has put in your spirit? On a daily basis, when we communicate and fellowship one with another, you would be surprised what God is doing right here in our church from everybody if you took the time to talk to them. God is. I'm going to, for God, do it. Start in your house. Start in your house. Tip, I bless and pray for my children every day since I had them, because I was taught to do that. I've even left the house because I was in a hurry because I was on call and turned the truck around and went back to the house, unlocked the door, and laid hands on my children before I left, then got back in the truck and took off and went back to work. The work thing could have waited. Might have been the last day I could have seen my children. My children know in their sleep when I pray for them or not. Daddy, you didn't hug me, kiss me, tell me you told me good morning. And Mariah's 22 now in January. She'll call me out. Jolie, however, goes into comas and nothing wakes her up. But she does tell me, Daddy, I smelt your cologne. Please be mindful of the satisfaction you're going to get in a day. Anybody done anything nice in a day, in the morning yet? Think about it. You done something nice in the morning. You wake up in the morning and you don't have a clue what your day is going to start off. But because you started off your night right, the sun comes up, you did some good in the morning, that thing will last all day. You might even get the chance to testify of it. That's away from work, guys. A lot of times God calls us to do things at work, but I'm talking about just something very nice. That's Holy Ghost. That's kingdom of God. It's all the little things that happen through the day that makes the kingdom of God. Brother Joyce is here today, and he might tell us of some great revival or ministry he preached at, and that's wonderful because we have but a handful of preachers. What are all the rest of us going to do? Can't count on all the pastors and the ministers to do everything in the kingdom of God. It's us. It's a nice touch. It's a nice compliment. It's a nice scripture. It's a nice thing you did for someone in the name of Jesus that counts every day. Make that your vision before you leave to go to work. Make that your vision before your children wake up and you feed them and get them dressed to go to school. Amen? Morning time. Midday, as I said earlier, right about now, a bunch of people have died since I've started speaking, according to Google. Didn't we Google that? Lauren, I think we Googled it, okay? I don't know, put all the stakes in Google, but I would gather most of the hospitals in the world have gathered when people are dying. So 11 o'clock, whoa. Remember, next time you're about to eat. Because eating habits is going to be the next topic I want to touch real quick. We do profit physical. I don't know when your time is to do anything physical. I don't get up in the morning and knock them down, I promise you. It's not me. I don't get up in the morning like some of us do in the church and see how far I could run and how fast and how strong. That is not me in the morning. I'm doing good to be vertical and get dressed and brush my teeth and leave. Okay? Some of us in here get up and pump them up strong. Not me, but that's good. I think I'm more of that afternoon noon person. I've taken time off for lunch and exercise my body as much as I work in my shop, and I walk, but I pray. I fast when we're on fast days. Lunchtime is that hump of the day that I'm going, man, if Pastor would let us eat right now, I'd be so happy. So very happy. I go out. I read my scriptures. I walk. I sing songs. Middle of the day, because in the middle of the day is when the planning starts of what you're going to do in the night, especially if you got it backwards. Think of all the times you've gotten together around your noonday and you start hitting everybody up. What y'all doing tonight? What y'all doing tonight? What y'all doing tonight? Where are we going tonight? Where are we going? That starts about now. starts about now. If you can remember to plan your day, it would be a great thing. Sister Jessica, let's go to see what Luke says about eating in the day. There's a bad word called safruity in King James Version. And there it is. I could almost see it. I changed the screen with Jared. And take heed to yourselves, let at your time your hearts be overcharged with overeating. Keith James Version. Safruity is King James. And drunkenness, in case y'all still drinking. Monster drinks too. Don't leave it out. We're going to hit it all. We're going to wash the washing machine good. Don't forget the monster drinks. They're killing people now. Overcharging the hearts. 2 or 3 monster drinks a day will kill you. Don't take it, Brother Keith said I could drink 6 beers. Stay away from the 3 monster drinks. All bad for you. And the cares of this life so that they'll come upon you in your unawares. Brother Keith, what my mom and daddy said, eat everything on your plate. How many of y'all come from that generation? It's okay, that's most of this class. You do not serve yourself and think somebody wants to eat after you with them leftovers. Whatever you put on that plate, you're going to eat it. I go to a restaurant, I'll eat my plate clean, I'll eat whoever's plate. Sit next to me, plate clean, and the other plate clean, especially if I'm paying for it. Don't know where that part came in, but I hear a lot of y'all giggling, so y'all got the same spirit I got. Okay? My generation eats all your plate. Number one, you're going to offend the cook if you don't. And those of you that like to cook, like to see all your food getting eaten. Say amen. Even when it don't taste good. Eat it all. I can't eat it. Don't make me get my belt, make you eat this food. That's how I grew up. So now I had to be taught, Holy Ghost, watch what you're eating. Because in unawares, I could eat a lot of the wrong things and kill myself. How are you going to kill yourself? Well, this was written when food was good and healthy. I don't know if yellow dye number 5 was in the food back in the Bible and red number 7 and all the other stuff you can't say in the back of the ingredients. I think they was eating collard greens and vegetables and leeks and onions and garlics. And Jesus told them then, y'all were overeating and be careful. I wonder what them Cheetos are doing to me now and the macaroni and cheese. Amen. Why did I pick that scripture? Because a doctor wrote that scripture. His name was Luke. Just in case you forgot. That's why I found my little health scriptures today. Sister Jessica, what's the other one Luke told us to do? I think it's 12 and 19. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Sounds like some of us with our 401s, ain't it? Take thine ease and eat and drink and be happy. We got it made. But God said unto them, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. This night. Wonder how he's going to get us in the night. Probably from eating and drinking. Ooh, somebody call 911. Got an Alka-Salsa? It's catching up with me, all this eating and drinking and doing real good to myself. I can stay up all night long now because I know how to go to work. God's blessed me when I should be in the bed. And I went to Worley, and I'm going to see how long I can stay up all night long now. Amen? Jessica, one more from Dr. Luke, 45, 46. But if that servant say to in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, he shall begin to, what? Beat. Somebody down. His manservants and his maids. Oh, my God. He was in church to eat and drink and to be drunken. The Lord of the servant will come in the day and looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is least aware, and will cut him asunder. That must be about 11 o'clock in the morning, because I'm sure never thinking about 11 o'clock Jesus is coming back. I'm thinking about, $4 for 4 at Wendy's. That sounds pretty cheap today. Or how much I could really put on the feed bag at Golden Corral. for $10.99. We're going for volume. I'm feeling hungry today. Dr. Luke said, be aware. Amen. Now, this is noonday in a Christian's heart, in a Christian's mind. I haven't had any maidservants yet that I want to beat down, or any manservants yet that I want to beat down, but I've had a few times where I beat my own family down. Oh, Brother Keith, yes, wash the washing machine. Let's all be careful. Be careful how we treat other people, because in the middle of the day, how many of y'all really get grumpy? Say the truth. In Florida at about 105 degrees, I'm going to kill somebody. Give me some water, some shade. And if you're from up north, I'm sure it gets warm up there too. Say your blessings, give you thanks on a regular basis when you're about to eat. Because as much as I'm teasing about people that have a lot to eat, some don't have. And some are not blessed. And at least once a year in America, we recognize them. Pun. Hopefully we recognize the people that are less fortunate than us at all times. That's part of that daily vision. If you have so much time to do, and I'm putting a footnote in my notes, if you have so much to do and doing so well and everything, life is great, please see Pastor McGuire and get you something to do in the morning. If everything is so great and your life's so self-centered, please see Pastor McGuire. Somebody might need something physically done. Somebody might need some food. Somebody might need some helps that you're not aware of. And you could be a blessing first thing in the morning. And you could get there by on lunch and help them out and be nice. The afternoon stretch in anybody's day is always a horrible one. If you let it be. If your task got away from you and you're already going, oh, man, I can't do it today. Brother, I got to do it tomorrow. Sister, I meant to. How many of y'all do that? You do that to the saints. Meanwhile, at work, you're hoping nobody noticed you didn't get your task done. Push that up under here. We get in the morning. Nobody else is going to touch it. I'll finish it off. Huh, Brother Troy? There ain't no wire in none of these conduits, Troy. I know. I'll pull them tomorrow. Let's just put off. If you can stay on top and stay on point in the afternoon to be able to go home pleasant, it is possible to go home pleasant. If you haven't mastered going home pleasant yet, I'm still trying to take notes for myself. Teach me. We'll compare notes. Those of you that can go home pleasant and walk into the door and go, hi, everyone, I'm home. Everything was great today. Daddy has brought food, water, and we have shelter. I'm not usually at my house. Why I didn't get done? Who's going to do it? Do I have to stay up all night and get it done before tomorrow? Says most of you young people that are still in college. Oh, my God, I got till 3 o'clock in the morning to press send. Had a young lady at my house, said she has a number of 258s and 259s by her teacher that she made it just in time to get her lesson done in the middle of the night. Hopefully you enjoyed some of these scriptures. I got a whole lot more. I got lots of testimonies just in case I would go too fast. But guys, please remember, when you leave from here, we're already in the hump of the day. Watch what you're planning for tonight and tomorrow. Okay? The day is really almost over now. It's about to get dark in 6 hours. Then the new day begins. Start this evening off right. I would love to hear testimonies. Everybody going, Brother Keith, guess what I did last night? Last night before we went to bed, we even prayed as a family. We even read Bible scriptures together. And guys, I'm not talking about doing it all night long. Okay? Pastor said one thing to me probably within the last month, and it inspired me to teach this. And he said, Brother, you know, if people could remember to fast and pray, to study their Bibles, to attend church, and to enjoy themselves every once in a while, I believe that everybody can make it to heaven. Let's remember those things today as we stand and close in prayer. Lord, in Jesus' name,